In the season 2 premiere of Buffy the Vampire Slayer entitled When She Was Bad, we learn that a summer break of shopping sprees and partying in LA can turn you into quite a bad bitch. Or maybe just a mad bitch. Or possibly a sad bitch. My name's Tavia.
My name's James.
And I'm Anissa.
And this is
What the Hell Mouth.
Like I said, guys, this is What the Hell Mouth. My name's Tavia.
This
is Tavia the Gentleman, and we're back for season 2. It's season 2 of What the Hell Mouth. I never thought we'd get here or that I'd be part of season 2 for anything. I thought my drug addiction would have killed me long before I made it to a second season of anything I was a part of. But before we get into the thick of this episode, I gotta ask Anissa, James, how was your week? How was your hiatus? We went on it. We take a hiatus between every season, just like TV shows do. So how was your 2-month hiatus?
I would like to start out this season just saying I dip my nose in cream to the fans.
Because we haven't discussed the episode.
I welcome you in.
That makes no sense.
Yeah, but people have seen...
You know how they say stop trying to make fetch happen? What you're saying is not going to catch on.
Stop trying to make cream on your nose happen, James. It's not going
to
happen.
Stop trying to make creamy noses happen.
Actually,
creamy
still
nose
keep,
ass bitch.
Keep telling me that it's not going to happen because the more you guys fight it, the more the fans will step up for me and say, yes, James.
Yeah, I'm sure our one fan and Corey will step up for it. I'm sure our two fans.
No, David. Oliarchek.
David Boreanaz
listens
my God. To this. Oh my
I
God.
Dip my nose to the fans in a bowl of cream of the iced variety.
I mean, Willow was trying to welcome Xander into her poom poom.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Xander, get up in me poom poom. Come on, tell me how your weeks were, y'all. We can't start the second season off like this. We're already not even trying to talk about the show.
Yes, I am. I'm referencing something that happened in the show.
Yeah, but we have to talk about our week first.
My
how will people
week,
know how our week were?
You
week
know,
was.
My week were... My week.
Ooh, I
that's
wish
my
the fans
Christopher
could
Walken.
See this. Look how good I'm doing.
Wow.
Do I look like a worm?
Christopher Walken.
I look like the worms from the first season finale.
Ooh,
I'm
the
coming
hell
in
mouth?
The library. I'm coming out the hell mouth and into the library.
I don't know what my week
was. Damn,
it's
hot and I don't have a wife beater.
Oh, I finished just, I'm working on my Godzilla
out.
CD.
Nice.
Gojira.
Yeah.
That's how it's actually pronounced. Gojira.
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 Huh.
Maybe you cut that bit out because I realized what I was doing.
No, yeah. I mean, that's how...
I'd like that to be cut.
Too bad, baby. No, that's how the first title is pronounced. Like, it's how it's spelled out. I can go grab the first movie.
Please don't do that.
I
we
own
don't
it.
Have time for that.
I own it.
You're the one that said we had to be done by 3:30, and it's currently 1:52 Central Standard Time.
Yeah, but what is it? Prime Meridian.
I don't know
either. Don't
James,
know what
that is.
James,
I didn't go to college.
Yeah, you did. You went to the College of Hard Knocks, motherfuckers.
There's a battle rap where that guy goes, oh, you went to the School of Hard Knocks? Cool. I went to the College of Kicking Doors Down.
That's good.
That's so cool. I didn't go to college, so I couldn't say that.
I've gotten plenty of doors kicked down and kicked down my fair share of doors.
It's true. She one time kicked our door down.
I had to pee very much.
She left the keys in the car. I don't know if she locked both sets of keys in the car. Or did you? Oh, no. She one time left the house and only had the car keys, but locked the door behind her. And when she realized she just had left all the keys in the... No, all the keys were in the house, right? She got down to the car, realized she didn't have car keys, went back upstairs and then didn't have house keys either.
Yeah.
I'm calling bullshit on this whole story, fans.
No.
The story changed so many times.
Okay, so this is what happened.
Hey, guys, this is James. I had to cut about 7 minutes from this podcast of Anissa and TC going back and forth about stories of how a door broke. I'll fill you in really quick. Anissa forgot keys, then had to like push in the door and hit it real hard, caved in. The landlord didn't fix it. And then one time TC forgot keys trying to get their cat and then got locked out. And now here's where we're at now. Bye.
So like my best friend pushed on the door and like we shoulder pushed hard enough and the whole door frame came off. But like we got in and then they never, like they genuinely just never fixed that.
Yeah.
Like I bet if we went to Granville now, it still wouldn't be fixed.
Cause that was July and we moved out at the end of August. And
I remember the guy came, like the landlord did come and I was like, I mean, I got and in he was, and he was like, you're going to have to pay to fix this. I was like, pissed. I said I would. So like we could, I'll beat the shit out of you.
And
I'll
like
beat the shit
I was
out
in
you.
A meeting
it's
at
my
work.
Birthday. I beat the shit.
I was so in a mad. Meeting at work. So
and
I'm not
Anissa
really
was
getting
mad.
Updates.
Anissa was hot mad about the door and I was like, you broke it first, dog.
Right. But I was mad about the door because the way that I broke the door, they came and fixed it and they didn't charge me for it. The door being broken from the frame, I just knew that they were going to charge me. And mine at the time was the only name on the lease. So the person who was going to have this like...
But the reason that the door
me.
Broke the second time was because when you broke it the first time, they didn't fix it correctly. So I will say that I was at fault, but also you were very angry and the door wouldn't have like locked on its own had it not broke. Like I just
guys, I have to say this is now just becoming an argument between two people.
Yeah, just cut this. Cut all of this.
No.
It's fine.
We never talked about this. But yeah, I think there were residual feelings.
Well, because the guy like called
oh my
me
God,
over and over
no,
again to TL
we,
at me.
We
anyway,
we can't
moving
keep
on
this
to
argument
my face,
going.
But you know, let's just,
I also did want to say a
that's
joke.
Not dick measure.
When you broke it, when you kicked in the door, did one of
kicked
your cats?
Those.
Did one of your cats say, "Anissa, don't hurt me no more"?
The first time
no,
she, I don't understand
been very
that.
That's
shocked.
A Biggie reference.
She didn't have. We didn't have cats at the time. The first time the door broke was March. We didn't have cats.
Yeah.
Not even little Diego, a spirit running around.
He had not died by March. Rest
yet.
In peace, Diego. We love you.
He passed in May. Right?
Mm-hmm. And Nino smelled his little casket box. It was the saddest thing. Like Nino knew he was in there and was like, brother, wow. My bad, Jonas. Sad shit. Sad shit.
Speaking of sad shit, this episode was actually very, very sad. This was the saddest Buffy. Like, even though she was a total bitch, like, from the very beginning
I know,
of the
good
episode,
goddamn well. I
was
write
like,
no motherfucking summary for no reason.
We'll get back to that. So, like, it was just the saddest. Like, she was being a bitch, but I knew from the beginning of the episode, I'm like, there's something wrong with her. She's going through it. Like, Buffy has never been this, like, straight up bitchy about anything. So I'm like, she's had PTSD. The girl just died and came back and had to kill the person that killed her. Like, she's going through it. And I felt so bad for her, even as she like alienated herself from her friends by like the level of bitchiness that she was portraying. But like, I understood it. I was like, I feel you, girl. I'm sorry. I hope that you get the help that you need.
Guys, did we even explain how our week was?
Nah, me and Anissa started arguing about the door and a whole apartment ago and everything.
How did we even get on that?
I have no idea.
I'm not sure.
We were talking about keys.
Somebody said kick the door in, and I was like, I've kicked the
door
in.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
She has. One time back when we were at Granville. Oh. And when she was good, she was very, very good. But when she was bad, she was horrid. An excerpt from There Was a Little Girl by Henry Wadsworth Longfellow. When She Was Bad, Season 2, Episode 1, original air date, September 15th, 1997. After a summer spent engaging in shopping sprees with her dad, Buffy returns to Sunnydale with a stylish short do and an attitude to match. Meanwhile, the Anointed One attempts to bring the Master back to life, or at least back to undead. When nightmares of him rising keep occurring, Buffy becomes crueler and crueler to the Scooby Gang, causing resident bitch Cordelia to tell her to get over whatever is causing her behavior. When most of the Scoobies are kidnapped, Buffy must go save them. A steamy and moisture-inducing moment occurs as we watch Buffy torture a vampire for information on their whereabouts. Buffy gets enough to stop the ritual just in time and turns the Master's bones into a bed of evil, duplicitous cocaine.
Did you notice that I was
cries.
Winking at you the entire time?
Yeah, I just tried really hard to ignore you. And you know what? It was very easy.
Oh, whoa.
Sorry, I'm just
no,
kidding.
It just means you can focus very well.
It's the Ritalin.
What's up with this episode summary?
That was it. I'm trying to
usually
keep them short and sweet.
Oh, you got to keep
them. It's
not
like you guys laugh at them anyway. So I'm
I have laughed at
them. You haven't
them.
Laughed at an episode summary since maybe episode 6. I notice that you guys don't laugh. I take it very, very, very close to my heart.
So I just figured I'd just do
like a quick one that didn't have no jokes. Because if you don't laugh because I didn't put no jokes, then it's fine. But if you don't laugh and I worked really hard, then my feelings is hurt.
Yeah, and I was trying to wink at you to make all of us laugh.
No, I was trying to be serious. I was trying to be serious.
Oh.
As a heart attack.
Speaking of things close to your heart, something that's bad health. I don't know. You're always saying you're almost going to have a stroke or a heart attack.
Oh, yeah, that their chest always hurts.
My chest always hurts. It's not funny. It's a lot of pain.
It's so bad.
My nipples have been hurting so bad lately. Like, I don't even know what happened, but it was like I set up too fast, and I was like, oh, my God, my nipple's coming off. It hurts so bad, guys. Ugh, testosterone's hard. As if I didn't have to shoot myself once a week. Like, now, like, my nipples. Oh, my God.
Will your boobs just shrink up from the testosterone?
They say that doesn't typically happen for larger-breasted people. For the listeners, I want you to know I'm rocking, like,
at the very least, triple Ds.
They don't even give me letters anymore. I'm a 9 cup.
I thought you were just going to say, you know, they're about somewhere in between big-ass titties and huge-ass titties.
Also accurate.
Yeah.
Everyone's descriptions have been accurate.
Cups runneth over.
It is actually triple D. It's very hard for my body dysmorphia.
Oh, I'm sorry.
More like body dysmorphia. I'm so sad about my breasts.
Okay, so
And you know what? I've been Tavia.
I've been James.
So we start the episode off with Xander and Willow discussing their Buffy-less summer. And seeing Willow beg for affection from Xander kills me.
But she wasn't. I will give her that. She started off doing very well, where it almost seems like she's over him. She's even being like, oh, and you're saying you don't miss. But like, she's joking with him about the crush he has on her. And then Xander leans in to kiss her. This was his fault.
Yeah. After he rubbed some cream in that nose.
It's
hey,
guys.
I welcome.
And she dunked her face in sour cream at the prom.
Yeah.
It was so sad. But like, so that happens. Of course, a vampire pops up right before they almost kiss.
Was he sitting on the ledge with them? Like, it looked like he was sitting there with, like, one leg, like, on either side. Like, oh, my God,
yeah,
they're going to kiss.
Because his face was right next to
I thought he was going to kiss her. Because, like, somebody could do it. Damn.
Who's that waxy ass? Oh, vampire.
Like, they were like, hey, guys, you miss me? And it was Buffy. Or Jesse. He was like, Xander, did you miss me, man? Putting moves on Willow, Xander.
And then,
Xander, have you lost your virginity?
Xander did hit that vampire, though. I was very impressed.
But did he hit that Willow? Did he clap them cheeks? He cracked that ass.
Yes.
He did.
So I was impressed about that. But then later on, Buffy was like, nobody had stakes, very sloppy. And I was like, you know what? You're fucking right. If you know that vampires like to pop up, you couldn't catch me without 3 stakes tied, like, strapped to my ankles or some shit.
As a fun fact, this is the first season where, so from here on out, every season, the season starts in a graveyard.
Oh,
nice.
Continuity.
Continuity. There's not very much in this show.
Yeah,
but
there
you
is.
See, like, you see the mini skirt, you
Could
see
you
the hands,
please?
and I'm like, oh, of course, it's Buffy.
I don't know what you said.
Yeah. And you don't know about this show. Don't ever
correct
me.
I know about this show.
You don't know shit, motherfucker.
Man, I know tons of spoilers
James,
because you guys
I told
have
James
spoiled.
Earlier he had to
what
fight me
spoil?
About a sandwich and he flinched at me. And when I didn't move, he went, oh.
I just thought you might have.
I'd be like, I'm going to beat the shit out of you, James. I felt like Buffy in this episode. So what I enjoy about this episode is that she does get progressively worse. Like when it's the scene where she's like even reprimanding them and she's like, y'all don't have no weapons. Like, we didn't need them.
She called them losers.
Yeah.
And like sloppy in the same moment.
And
I
she's
was
like, hey, fucking assholes, you fucking miss me, musty bitches. Like,
coming
starts
in hot.
Off mean. And they didn't even notice. Like, imagine having so few friends that your friend comes back and is like straight up bullying you. And you're like, it's okay because we missed you. We missed you so much, Buffy. And she's like, shut up, asshole. Let me put my cigarette out on your back. And she's like, okay. Okay, best friend.
Do you think Willow's musty?
Probably.
Yes.
I don't think so. I bet Willow smells like baby powder.
She
smells like
smells
patchouli because she definitely uses only natural deodorant.
I don't believe that, but you know who I bet is musty? Xander.
Yeah.
Xander's
probably
musty.
Buffy.
Do you like Buffy?
Buffy.
Buffy Summers. So the scene where the mom and dad are talking and the mom is lying about how she's been trying to figure Buffy out for the past
season.
Yeah,
I wrote season. That down
fucking,
too.
First of all, you're lying.
Yeah.
Oh, but how did they not notice? I'm sorry, to go back to the first scene when they're like, oh, have you seen... What is wrong with you?
I'm nothing. I'm just trying to make you laugh.
You look like a Funko Pop. where they're like, have you seen Giles? And she's like, the fuck would I see Giles? I see him in fucking school. Like, dude, dial it back. God damn. And also they say, when did you get back? And she says, just now. Why did her father drive her back at fucking midnight? Like, okay, I'm the only one that thought that was weird. Okay.
It's traffic on the 405.
How come they're allowed to be out at all times? Why do these kids not have a curfew?
I think it's still summer, so we also don't know what time it is.
My curfew is street lights. Never know what time it is.
When the street lights come on, you better be in the house.
No, I was able these to are, be out that late.
You're white.
People of, yeah, I'm like, there these it are is. Not people there of color.
They're also white.
Yeah, these little white kids never have, like, and they don't no get offense, in trouble
I
for
feel
truancy.
Like white parents are just like, please get out of my house.
Like, but I think they also don't get caught for truancy because, they're no white. Offense, white people age like bananas. So they probably look like they're. Because
Xander does look age, at least like 25 already.
Absolutely.
And I think that he, like Nicholas Brendan may have been, but damn, Xander don't look so good. So the scene when the mom and the sister, when the mom and the father are talking and he's like, you know, I didn't know what to do. And she's like, so you bought her clothes? I was like, damn, I wish my dad would buy me clothes to gain my affection.
Yeah, my note was Joyce being awful as usual. Why wouldn't you let her father spoil her? And like the dad is like, I was just trying to save you from having to buy all these clothes before school started.
There's a line that's cut for time where she says, well, now, you know, for the rest of the year, she's going to say, well, daddy would buy me this. Daddy would buy me that. So thanks.
Well, Joyce, if you didn't spend so much fucking time at your piece of shit art gallery and still struggle for money, so you're not really doing that great, maybe Buffy wouldn't have to rely on her clearly much wealthier father
what?
To take care of her.
What if there is no gallery?
Like she's just been lying this whole time. We never see the gallery.
I know. That's what I asked you last week. If we ever see the gallery, it might not exist.
I don't remember last week's episode because this is like the third time you said you asked me something last week and I don't.
This was while we were watching. I asked you.
I don't really remember anything ever, I guess. I don't really remember anything ever, I guess.
When I ask you to be louder, that doesn't mean please sing it.
Yeah, but for continuity, we're just starting over. You're going to have to tell me to project, and then by the last episode of the season, I'll be doing a great job, and you won't have to tell me to speak up.
Oh, my God. No, we
are
not starting.
The last, episodes of last season, you didn't have to tell me to speak up.
Yeah, it was good. Be that person.
Continuity, bro.
It's not continuity.
It is.
No. This is not an anthology series where we just start over at the first season, brand new
dynamic.
I hit
the reset button.
Everybody had new hair.
They
and Miss Callender's was the worst.
Oh,
ooh,
yeah.
By
I
far.
Wrote, Jenny's haircut is, and in all caps, I put awful. But also, she's being a huge bitch to Giles. Like, is that the thing? You get a short haircut and you're a bitch?
Is she?
I get a short hair. Yeah, when she's like, yeah, you wouldn't have had any fun. You probably spent your summer with your nose in a book, bitch.
No, but then he said, is that not good? And she says, depends on the book.
That's what
right.
I call
and
my pussy.
And then she crawls all seductively to
I call
him
my pussy
later
a book.
On in the episode when they're being saved. I'm like, what the hell?
One time when I was in high school, we were at the lunch table and we were playing like a dirty version of Would You Rather for like teenagers. And we were going around the table. There were like five of us and all of us were girls. And we were like, who at the table would you want to have sex with most to least? And there was this girl named Aisha. And she never really talked very much. She's our friend, but she's the one at the table that like will read and she doesn't talk very much. When she does, it's very monotonous. If somebody makes a funny joke, she'd be like, man, that's funny as hell. And then go back to eating her soup. And there was this girl, Jermia, who was like very brash and like cool. You could probably bleep her name because that's like a very, not it's not a common name. So if anyone happens to live, well, this is a funny story. So we're going back and forth and Jermia was like, I mean, I guess Tavia, because I know she be fucking other girls. And it's like, who I fuck the least is like Aisha. What's she going to do? Read my pussy a book or something? But it just seemed like she would. God, she was like crazy boring.
But what if she read books on, you know, how to stimulate the clitoris?
She'd just read it to
right.
your clitoris.
She's got the Kama Sutra memorized.
But she doesn't know how to implement it.
A vagina does have 6 pages, though.
Yeah, okay.
The labia minora and majora, if you were to fold those
we
over.
We know
like,
you watch
pages.
Edutainment porn, James. We get
yes.
it. The vagina does have 6 pages, though.
No, I just counted that in my head, like as if I was folding over vagina lips.
Is that what you do with vaginas?
No.
So while we were watching the episode, James was counting black people, and then we get a black vampire.
Absalom.
So that was actually really cool. I don't know if you guys watched Twilight or other things where there are black people that are portrayed as vampires. They are always supremely very, very fucking ashy, and it kills me every time. Super dusty ass motherfucking black vampires. This guy, on the other hand, very well moisturized, definitely still using shea butter in his afterlife, like moisturized as fuck. However, his teeth were perhaps some of the worst, besides the girl that was...
That's representation for me, baby.
besides the girl that was
black
bait,
man with
because
bad
her
teeth.
Like shit was falling out while she was talking to Buffy during that scene. And I was just like, somebody please tuck her like vampire dentures back in her mouth.
In the scene where Angel sneaks into her bedroom, one, how long has he been there? Because he watched her have sleep paralysis and didn't do anything. And that was very triggering for me because I think that's like, I'll be sleeping. I'm like, man, I've been in this dream for so long. I know Anissa's just watching me. And then she wakes me up and I'm like, oh, maybe she wasn't. But he like just watched her sit there like.
Was she doing that though?
Yeah, she had to have been.
No, she could have been a silent nightmare person.
But when Giles is strangling her, she's making all that noise. Oh, another fun fact. Every time you see the Master, the reason someone else had to speak for him is because that's David Boreanaz. That's not what's Mark Metcalf.
Is there a reason for that?
I don't know.
I mean, like, does he become the Master later?
The Master is gone, James.
No, but does he become he's the new Master?
No, stop asking. I said no. No.
Does Lil John Cusack become the Master?
Lil John does become the Master.
Yes.
He's like, yeah, you gonna die.
They should have crossbowed that kid.
Honestly.
She's not gonna kill him. He's a baby.
He needed to die so long ago.
So in that scene, after Angel is talking to her, I put, Buffy is being such a bitch. Love the pajamas, though. Very cute pajamas.
I would agree.
And it's like, God, God, God. At that point, I was like, okay, you're like over. You're going overboard with the being a bitch. But even in her dream, well, she was actually kind of nice to them in the dream. Like when she's talking to, and like, that's how you know, like her psyche didn't even realize how much of a bitch she was being. Because in her dream, she's just regular old Buffy.
Except she didn't put down her foot.
And that's just because she's unmannerable. She doesn't have any manners, and neither does Xander. I hate when people walk in front of me and don't say, excuse me. But I think that's one of those things where like my upbringing was too strict. Because we couldn't walk past we couldn't walk through my mom's eye line without saying, excuse me.
Or she'd hit you?
She'd make you walk back and say it.
Okay.
And sometimes she'd make you just go back and forth and say it every time you passed.
I don't know if your mom's a good mom or bad mom.
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay.
I have a lot of things to, like, can you cut this, actually? Yeah, I've been, like, learning more and more that maybe things, like, me and Anissa were talking about whoopings this week. And I was like, you don't seem like someone that got whoopings because I don't do many things today because I'm so scared of how my mom would react. And she was like, I don't know if we got the same kind of whooping. And I was like, did my mama beat me? And she was like, sometimes I wonder.
My mom would, we had this like Bozo the Clown paddle ball thing. It was hard plastic, just so you know. And then the paddle, like the ball part fell off and we would just like use that as, you know, just a fun thing to play with. My mom would whoop my ass with that.
That's a poor thing
to
do.
No, we were like middle class.
We had
class.
A paddle ball that didn't have no... We used to play paddle.
Well, no,
that's
because
fun.
It still had Bozo the... It was still a cool designed Bozo the Clown thing. And my mom...
Were you poor?
No.
Like you answered, but I want the truth.
No, we were middle class.
You were poor, James. Lower just middle? Say it.
Probably in the later... When my mom had a
so
job...
So you just weren't fun.
When my mom had a job, middle class. When my mom didn't have a job, lower middle class.
When my mom had a job, we were also middle class. And then when she didn't, we were poor. But we were talking one time about how like both of my parents were very like psychologically and kind of sometimes physically abusive. And one time, my dad has only technically whooped me twice in life. One time when I was three, I peed on myself in the living room. And because I peed on myself in the living room, we had this big, like a person-sized vase that was maybe like 4 feet high. And it had a bunch of switches in it. And he took one out and like beat the shit out of me with the switch for peeing on myself in the living room.
Deserved it.
And then one time I got in trouble for something. And he was like, you know what? I'm going to whoop you. And I was like, please, please. Mind you, I was about 4, maybe early 5, late 4. And I was like, please don't do it. Let me whoop myself. And he said, you know what? That's a good idea. Whoop yourself. And I started doing it. And I don't know what it was. We're like... Like, I'll tell this story. My mom will be like, that's the easiest thing in the world. I'd give myself such a light whooping, but like, I could not do it. And I was so little that I was like, I can't. It's too hard, Daddy, please. And he was like, whoop yourself. Whoop yourself. Whoop yourself. And he would not look at me. My mom was like, Gary, please. And he was like, no, whoop yourself. She want to whoop herself? Whoop yourself. And I'm standing there with the belt like, I can't do it. I can't do it. It's too hard. I can't do it.
I forget also sometimes that when you tell the story specifically about your father, that your father had left so early on in your life. So this is you
this is one of the last
young.
Memories I have with my dad.
Yeah, I'm like,
it's one of the first and one of the last. Yeah.
Oh my God. And it just like, I think gives me like,
yeah, I was talking about this story and Anissa was like, yeah, that's like, I was like, I didn't like, I told it sometime. I think when I first started sleeping with Anissa and the other girl we were sleeping with, I told them this story at IHOP and did not get a single laugh. And I was, that was the first time where I was like, oh, because this is traumatizing. But to me, it's so funny. Like,
how have we gone?
Such psychological warp. Let me tell you how fucked up that has left me.
How have we gone 3 years of knowing each other and you never told me that?
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Thank you. That's so, yeah. Yes. Anissa was on the verge of an episode 10. Like, I was like, let me get out of it. Let me get the story out.
It's just, it's one of those things where it, you were a baby. And like, I can get you not wanting like your baby to like pee themselves or whatever, but like.
No, I think it was something very, not like, it was something, like, that was what we were talking about where Anissa would get whooped for big things. And that would be like a normal whooping. But because we'd get normal whoopings for little things, when we did big, bad things, my mom would have to like beat us with extension cords because we get whooped for everything. And yeah. I think that maybe, you know.
We had a back scratcher that I won in like one of those fundraiser book reading things deals. Mm-hmm. And I got whooped with that.
See, here's the thing. You can't whoop me with my own shit.
That would have
pissed me off.
If I had said that, she would have been like, okay, there are plenty of extension cords. And one time I hid all the belts because she was going to whoop me. And she was like, that's okay. And she started unplugging the antenna. And I was like, wait, no, mom, please, can I find a belt? And she was like, no, it's too late. And I was like, no, please, I know where the belts are. And she was like, no, it's fine. And like whooped me until there were bruises everywhere. One time she whooped me so bad that when I went back to school and I put my gym shorts on, my also 12-year-old friends were like, does your mom beat you? And she had.
Why are you guys laughing so hard?
But I have to tell them no, because if it had gotten back to my mom, she would have beat me again.
We've had this conversation before because
they told the guidance counselor. All right, we gotta stop.
Oh wait, that story.
You gotta cut her name out.
Oh
yeah. I don't know if she like she's not at a laughing place yet.
Well, no, but that time you said the story
when
about
the kindergarten when she was in kindergarten, yeah. And she, yeah, I was like, oh no, I know better. Won't be my ass. One time though, when you were talking about the back scratcher, one time I got a. Lunchable. It was a ham and cheese. I know I've told you this story. When I was 5, I got a ham and cheese Lunchable, from Sterk's. And my mom was like, you're not going to like that. Just get the nacho one. And I was like, no, I know I'm going to like it. I love ham and cheese. And we got it. And she was like, okay, but you have to eat it all. And I was like, okay. And I had maybe one cracker. And I was like, I don't like this. So I threw it away, but I put it face down in the garbage can. And she like came in my room and she was like, where's that Lunchable? And I was like, I finished it. And she was like, and she started going through my garbage can and it was like right on top. And she was like, okay. And she like went in her room and I knew that I was in trouble. So I went and I had little braids at the time and I went in her room and I was like, Ma, can I take my braids down? And she was like, no, come here, please. And she had, do you remember those belts? Like they were black leather belts, but they had little rhinestones on them.
Yeah.
She whooped me with it. But like I was moving around. So she just grabbed my ankles and kept whooping me.
My dad used to tell a story of how my grandma was just pretty much that style of spanking.
Yeah.
But one of my uncles devised mentally a way to laugh when getting spanked. And he would just get spanked like crazy and he would just keep laughing until my grandmother would be exhausted and then just stop, said, there's no fucking point in doing this. It's not doing anything to him, and just quit spanking him.
Man, I wish.
I'm surprised that he wasn't recruited by like the CIA or some shit, because
he should have been taken by the FBI.
Yeah, yeah. That's some real, what's her name? Marcy shit?
Yeah. Yeah, but what I gathered from that conversation we had, which was only a few days ago, was that definitely, like, maybe I should talk to it. Like, we were just talking, like, I don't know why, but, like, I randomly was like, did your parents ever whoop you? And she was like, LMFAO, yes. And I was like, you just don't act like someone that got whoopings. I wouldn't think that you got whoopings. Like, you guys just don't act like you, like, live in fear.
And
extension cords.
No, my thing is a fear of doing something perfectly. Because, like I said before, my mom had bipolar, undiagnosed at the time. So if I did something perfectly and if she was upset with anything, that's on her.
Yeah.
it can't be blamed on me.
Yeah, sometimes
though, yes, there would be times when that would happen.
But like Anissa will say like just random things to her parents, even in a joking manner. And I'm like, man, my mom would not. Because when we got taller than her, my mom would just hit. Like she was just like, well, I'm not going to whoop you anymore. That's stupid. But these fists, these fists of fury. Like one time we were going to my grandma's for her birthday. And she was like, you need to go take a shower. You need to hurry up. And I took maybe a 10-minute shower, but like she was rushing and it was too long. And the thing was like, she still wasn't done baking, but my mom on holidays is awful. Like she's kind of mean most days, but something about holidays makes her kind of like demonic. It's crazy for how Christian she is, but she really lets demons take her spirit over. So it was a holiday. It was my grandma's birthday.
Ever since she got rode.
By the witches. So I get out of the shower. My mom is like downstairs, like, I'm going to tell you what to do and you don't do. So she was like, and let me guess, you were about to get out of the shower any moment. And I went, yes, ma'am, because you said, let me guess. You asked me a question. And she turned around like, hey, hey, hey. And I was up against the fridge. My back was on the fridge and her forearm was on my throat. And I was like, she was like, don't talk when I don't ask you. I didn't ask you anything. Have you lost your mind? And I was like, now one of us has lost our minds. I don't think it's me.
Okay, if you guys ever get married, please make sure at the reception, at any place, this is my only request, seat me as far away from your mom so I do not need to interact with her at all.
I think James, it's so funny that work. You think that my mom would come to my gay wedding where I'm a man now. This guy with his jokes, am I right? Guy's a fucking chuckle bin.
Oh, we gotta have our own podcast.
So
no, fuck it. This is the podcast.
Therapy also.
The reason that Buffy has such short hair is because Sarah Michelle Gellar had to cut her hair to do Scream, which was filmed between season one and season two.
Wait, she was in Scream?
She was in Scream 2. I'm sorry, it was Scream 2.
I did not know that.
Yeah. I Know What You Did Last Summer. Is another movie she was in.
Wait, really? I thought that was Jennifer Love Hewitt.
I think it was. You guys vamp. I'll check.
Okay. I forgot last episode how Buffy, someone finally said it, that the master has fruit punch mouth. Loved it. And Xander, he's looking like a snack.
Jennifer Love Hewitt, Sarah Michelle Gellar, Ryan Philippe, and Freddie Prinze Jr. Speaking of Sarah Michelle Gellar and Ryan Philippe, Cruel Intentions just turned 20 on Tuesday.
Wait, ooh, they were in that and then Prince Jr. was in Scooby-Doo. They got married.
Obviously, she should have married Ryan Philippe, right?
No, Prince
I thought
Jr.'s.
That's what you were getting at.
No, I'm just saying there's a lot of crossover in
Fred and Prince Jr.'s.
Yeah.
Why would Cordelia walk up and insult them and assume that would make them friends?
Because it's Cordelia.
They roast each other. It's what they do.
Yeah, they were like, was that an insult? That was pretty light. Like, they were surprised that she didn't go harder
on
them.
Buffy was like, oh, you're talking, huh? You dumbass, stupid-ass, ugly-ass bitch with them dumb-ass bangs and that light-ass hair and them big-ass titties. But when she was like, you'll pretend you don't know us and we'll pretend you're not a moron, I was like, damn, that's mean as hell.
Yeah.
And she did say, after Xander and Willow said something, oh, I think you did mean Three Stooges.
Yeah, like, those are your friends.
No.
So when they go to the Chibo Model concert, the first thing I put was, boy, I sure hope they didn't pay for this concert.
I said, so anyone terrible. Can make music in the 90s?
Yeah, like she was like, and they were like,
James
dancing
trying to ward
to
off vampires. He has found, who was it that was buried upside down or crucified upside down? Was that Peter?
Yeah.
St. Peter's Cross.
The liar.
I used to wear this around my neck in high school.
James, you're so tiny, and that's such a huge fucking cross.
It's a big wooden cross. I had it because for a social studies project, we discussed the Scopes monkey trial with, you know, teaching evolution in high schools. Correct. And stuff. So I had a monkey stuffed animal, and I nailed it to that cross. And I got a B- for it. I'm fine with it.
I one time did a social studies project on Tsar Nicholas III, and I was downgraded many letters because when I got to the point, there was a part after he was like, I don't know, elected or whatever as Tsar. They throw this like banquet outside, like basically a picnic outside, and there's a massacre. And when I was trying to tell the story of the massacre, I started laughing hysterically. And the teacher went, come on, that's not funny. And I was laughing so hard.
Why would you be downgraded for that?
Yeah.
I had also
plagiarized
much of it.
Oh, really?
Much
of
it. Oh,
okay. Then a lot of those downgrades were from plagiarizing.
No, he like wrote in the notes that like it was unacceptable that I had laughed during the
massacre
during the presentation at all, because I started laughing and then one of my friends also started laughing, and then it was like a Tavia James type of thing where me and Marcelino were laughing so hard that it took me like an additional 10 minutes to finish my presentation, and then nobody else could go for the rest of the day. So he downgraded me for that. But of all of the things I do remember, I remember that right before he was murdered, he said, "You know not what you do," just like Jesus. Podcast is also, it's raining. This podcast is also edutainment.
Yeah, guys.
Tsar Nicholas III.
Porn I watch.
Boring.
It's not. I will send you a link to that porn.
You don't need to. So yes. The scene where Buffy and Xander are dancing, I put in all caps, "Buffy's the worst. I don't care where Anissa's Xander's the worst counter is. Erase it and put Buffy's name." That was so mean of her. It was so
genuinely cruel.
I'm sorry. At a certain point, like, you're taking this out on. It'd be one thing if she was just being mean to them, like if she was hangry and didn't care who was affected by
it. Or just being distant.
Yeah, like your dad said, "Oh, you were distant," and then you come back and you're bullying them because you're trying. And then when she walked past Willow, like, Willow just looked the most hurt. She looked so hurt. She had just dipped her nose in that like coconut milk. Like,
it's ice cream.
I do not have ice cream. Why does the Bronze have that menu? They have muffins, bagels,
croissants
and ice cream. What the hell are you all doing? And cockroaches.
And I felt the worst for Willow.
Yeah.
Just because, like, Buffy's using Xander to piss off Angel, but also, like, even Willow Cordelia is sort of just caught in the crossfire. And for Cordelia really, in this episode, was the best person in the episode, because Cordelia was the one that saw that shit happen and was like, "Oh, hell no. I'm the biggest bitch around here, okay? So you hoes got to get it together. Fall in line." And she goes after Buffy, knowing that Buffy is the slayer, knowing that Buffy's got a bit of a temper right now, and, like, really is putting herself in the crossfire just to be like, "Hey, your friends are fucking losers, but they're your losers. Like, don't be mean to them and push them away. You're not going to have any friends." And, like, I really appreciated that Cordelia was just like, "No, you got to get your shit together." And then immediately after, Cordelia is kidnapped. And it is such a pathetic kidnapping.
Because it really was like, Buffy was like, "What, you trying to get your ass beat out here? I beat the shit out of you in this alley. I beat anybody's ass." And Cordelia was like, "I just want to tell you to be nice." And Buffy was like, "I will fuck you up. Stay out of my way."
And then Buffy turns around in vampires.
Grip her mouth. And the thing is, Cordelia, I think that wasn't an accident, because Buffy has, like, senses. She always senses Angel. You sensed those vampires and you didn't care.
Yeah, you said, "Fuck this bitch. You're not going to talk to me."
She said, "Bet she won't talk to me no more." She got a hand over her mouth.
And then, which TC said, "Oh, she didn't even scream." And I said, maybe they really had the hands over Cordelia's mouth just really hard. And then TC tries to do that and then just starts coughing up unhealthily.
Really hard. And coughing up unhealthily. That's what it would say in a script. TC coughs unhealthily. And then in, like, the next two episodes, I'm diagnosed with tuberculosis.
That doesn't happen anymore.
But then some boy just got tuberculosis in, like, Utah or something, and he's the first case in 30 years, and yes, he was.
But was he
Yes.
vaccinated?
No.
I thought you were going to say white. He was not vaccinated, but he
was
white.
Yes, that's why.
Yeah.
Are you vaccinated?
That depends on what you mean. Am I up to date on my shots? No, but I have been vaccinated. And I'm not an anti-vaxxer. I just don't like needles.
Oh, same. They said, "Hey, do you want your tetanus shot?" Time I went, and I said, "Yeah, we'll wait."
My tetanus shot is up to date because something got in me.
You stepped on the cord, the computer cord,
and they had to give
foot.
Me a tetanus shot. I stepped on a laptop cord and it went straight through my foot, so they had to give me a tetanus shot, and that was a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
My sister cut me with a knife. She, like, stabbed me,
and
they had
it
to
an
give
accident?
Me. It's kind of.
Okay.
She was like, "Hey, James, I got this knife." And I was like, "Stop." Like, I was like, "Please stop." And when I went like this, it sliced me. Like, you can still see the scars, and it just started rushing out blood. It almost hit the bone.
My stomach hurts.
Yeah.
One time my mom was redoing our kitchen floor, and she had to take up all the old tile. I remember I was taking such a good nap, and I just heard like, "Ah!" because she was crawling across the floor to do it, and a rusty nail went straight into her knee, like right where like the bones stopped. So like the kneecap was done, but the calf bone hadn't started yet, and then she had to go to the hospital. And like it came right out when she stood up,
That's probably the worst part.
And they were like,
when it come back,
they were
out.
Like, well, I mean, we do have to give you your tetanus shot, but also your blood pressure's through the roof, probably because you just kneeled down on a nail. And she was like, let me tell you why my blood pressure's through the roof. I got one kid here and I got one kid at home. And they were like, ma'am, it very well could be the nail. And she was like, no. One of them's flunking. And the other, like, just blamed us for it.
And they're both gay.
I was like 12. I don't think I was gay yet.
Okay.
Maybe like 10. I was pretty young, I think.
Did you get a whooping for that?
Probably. I don't know. She was like, you put that nail there in 1936. No, we didn't get whoopings for that. But she did lecture us for, like, she was like, when they wouldn't let me leave because my blood pressure was so high. And I was like, also, like, you eat really poorly. Like, my blood pressure is probably high, too. And I don't have any kids. I just eat Burger King every 3 days. Like, have you ever considered it's your diet, Mom? Your blood pressure is still high.
This keeps coming up.
Nobody lives at home anymore. Is it the birds? Is it your birds? Is it your bird kids, Mom?
No, it's her
stupid-ass kids. My two fucking faggots.
That's where I was going to get to. I wasn't going to say that word.
My stupid-ass kids. My daughters. The two of them.
Moving back into the episode. When the trap happens and they gather up all the other people that were near the master for the sacrifice to revive him. And Xander has the audacity to look at Buffy and say, if they hurt Willow, I'll kill you.
That shit was funny as hell.
I fucking cackled because, like, Xander, no, you won't. She's the Slayer. That tiny little bitch will murder you 6 ways from Sunday.
But we know that guns exist in this universe.
And he could just
shoot
her. But
we
also know that Xander is a punk ass bitch. So.
Damn. Nickel dick loser.
And this is the time where, like, a teenager could go buy a gun.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean,
this is pre-Columbine.
Apparently, teenagers can still go buy guns. But yeah.
So, I mean, is it?
Uh-oh.
Is it pre-Columbine? I don't think so.
Yeah, Columbine doesn't happen until season 3.
Oh.
They actually had to move an episode because it's not exactly a school shooting, but there is a student that has a shotgun and it lined up right when Columbine happened. So they had to switch out the episodes and could not air that one until after the season ended.
Dang.
That's really
and they had to postpone the they had to postpone the season finale because the big fight, they were like, we can't air that right now. And Sarah Michelle Gellar was very much like, guys, we're fighting demons. And they were like, Sarah, no. Seth Green was like, he completely understood. And Sarah Michelle Gellar was like, you have to understand that these are demons. This isn't a real thing. Like, air the show.
And they were like, I want to get paid.
And they were like, no, friend. And they didn't air it until like later.
Wait, why couldn't they air the...
Because of all the violence.
Yeah.
So they had to, like, there was still episodes that were violent, but because it was such a big fight and there were like firearms and shit. They moved. The episodes that had firearms, they moved back.
Okay. That makes sense then.
Not to Sarah Michelle Gellar. She said, you gonna play that shit. I acted my ass off. Don't fucking play with me.
Yeah, that's
I'll
like...
I beat the shit out of anybody.
Like when you see Batman the Animated Series, there are real guns
Batman
in it.
Batman the Animated Series, there are real guns
Batman
in it.
Batman the Animated Series.
Batman the Animated Series was great.
Yes, it's fantastic.
Never seen it.
Not one episode?
Not a single one?
TC wasn't alive when it was airing.
Oh.
Am I alive
now? Sense.
Yeah.
Am I?
No.
Everybody dies, but not everybody lives.
That's fair.
Drake said that.
Like all the babies wrongfully taken early through abortion.
Get that abortion, girl.
No,
we're
pro-life now.
I don't want to be alive. Why would I be pro-life? I'm pro-death for everyone.
Yeah. No lives matter.
That's oh my God.
Yeah, we've had this conversation
not a funny
before.
Joke
yes.
Anyway,
wasn't that on the Love and Lucha?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course, Xander gives up immediately because out of everyone that's dealing with Buffy's supreme bitchiness.
I shook my head and I got so dizzy.
Xander was the first one to like sort of be rude back to her, which was surprising.
I would say they're all warranted. Like this was something that like we disagreed on during the episode. I felt that they were all warranted in their rudeness. They deserve to be mean to her. I get that she's going through something, but she very actively took it out on them when her father expressed that he didn't take it out on her.
Or that she didn't take it out on him. Yeah.
No, I meant it that way.
Okay.
He never punched her. Because my dad.
I understand what you're saying. And I do agree that like they are definitely within their rights to be upset with her and to like sort of snap back at her. Because you're only going to take so much shit from somebody before you give shit back. But I feel like...
I'm really dizzy.
I felt... This has been happening to you.
Yeah,
a
I've been
lot,
having
actually.
Dizzy spells for the last like month and a half, but I'm really scared I have tumors, so I won't go to the doctor.
Oh, please go to the doctor.
No, I'm scared.
I don't think we can find someone else to do this podcast.
That's the most important part.
Yeah.
If I'm sick and dying, the most important thing is what the hell mouth.
Yeah, because this is our friendship.
Yeah, my nose ring is coming out.
Oh.
Shite. Shite on a cracker.
It's being pushed out by a tumor.
Shite on a Ritz cracker. Because my brain is too big. That's not funny. Sorry, guys. That's in poor taste.
But yeah, so like I get why they lash back out at her. I think they're totally in the right. But I think also they sort of like Buffy fucking died. The girl died and she's 16. Could you imagine being 16, having the weight of the world on your shoulders? You fucking die, come back to life, have to kill your murderer, and then sort of just go on about your business.
They all try to talk to her about it and she shuts them down. That's not on them. They tried to be good friends. She shut them out and then was mean to them.
Hey, I'm going to be very
honest.
The devil's
advocate.
I wish my friends who died at 16 came back to life, even if they were mean to me afterwards.
Yeah, like
they'd be there.
Yeah.
I only have one friend that died when I was in high school, so maybe this isn't.
Yeah, I had a few friends die when I was young, and it's one of those things where you're just like, one of my friends that did pass, their sibling was there with them when it happened, and they lived, and they came back very much in a Buffy-esque manner where like everything was just so wrong with them internally that they like were snapping about everything. So like I think that made it a little more like relatable for me, because I remember being 16 and being like, what the fuck is wrong with you? And then having to be like, oh right, your sister just
Three friends in my friend group died in a car crash same time, and it just shattered that friend group. No one was the same after it.
Yeah, you guys are right. The only people I know that are mean because of their past traumas are my parents. And it's like, get a therapist and stop being mean to me and telling me I owe you money. I don't owe you. Get a therapist. But
which I also think that Buffy should have.
She can't do that.
And I know that she can't, but like you would think.
I don't know. That guy that from the Watchers. Cartel Crew got a therapist and he's talking about how he dealt coke and shit. And the therapist is like,
Absolutely. You said your mother killed several hundred people. Okay.
Your secret's
great, safe
with me, buddy.
If there are things like techno-pagans, there are clearly other people outside of just the Watcher and the Slayer that know what's going on.
Yeah.
Meaning there has to be a therapist
there
who can
be
also
resources.
Be like that.
But I also
in
think
the 90s,
that should
be, how do you seek that out? This isn't like where you could go on Craigslist and be like, I'm a Slayer, I need a therapist that understands.
But
it's word of mouth.
The Watchers have that. You know what I'm saying? If your job is to oversee a young, generally they're all very young, right?
Yeah.
The Slayers, a young girl whose job it is to take on demons regularly. And like, you know that you're going to die doing this. Why isn't something put in place for them?
In the most technical sense, that wouldn't be the job of the Watcher. We're going to meet the Watcher's council. And what we find is that they're very corrupt.
Spoiler. Oh, because like what I'm
There's
expecting
an entire
is
council.
Not that the Watcher does it, because obviously the Watcher has its own job that they're supposed to do. That's Giles. But like, why isn't there something in place, like James was saying, where we have these witches that are techno pagans and things like that? We have other quote unquote supernatural people. There has to be somebody in this network.
Do you guys like Miss Calendar?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do. I think she's like a sassy little bitch.
I liked her a lot
bitch.
Better before this haircut. I'm gonna be
this
honest.
This haircut
it's
was
literally
terrible.
The haircut that makes me dislike her.
Ooh, and then when she had that little bitty ponytail, bitch, take that down.
You cannot experiment with hairstyles.
Like, you should have a Rolodex full of like, hey, this is the things that I will need and the Slayer will need. But however,
exactly.
Maybe since, you know, these millennial snowflakes that have come to be since Buffy's around, maybe that's why they never thought, hey, we should have a therapist.
A fucking therapist?
I think that's why they harp on it so much, though, that like she alone must stand one Slayer in all the world. Like she's alone and she has to be.
Yeah.
And sure, Buffy was the turn of the tides, but being the first to do something probably means you miss out. Like I'm sure, like,
yeah.
Let's say the show kept going on, they probably would have Slayer therapists, but because she was the first to do she was new to this and true to this, she didn't get a therapist.
I don't know. I feel so bad for her. And then like,
and this is a recurring thing. Like, you see her battle depression so many times, and it's like, it gets worse and worse over the seasons. And it's like, every time you want to clutch your chest and be like, my little baby.
Like, which...
this was just the one where she was the nastiest.
What type of demons are really the worst? You know, the internal ones or the external ones? Am I right?
Ooh.
But that's the whole purpose of the show is turning real life instances into... like
demons,
physical demons. Like the original instance was the original idea was that high school is hell, getting through high school is hell, and they turned it into something physical.
That's great.
Yeah,
this
yeah.
is we've ended on a poignant thing. Unless you guys got a quick note to go to,
I would actually because it's the first episode of the season. This time I wrote down the episodes I'm most excited
for.
Oh
yes.
All right, so biddle diddle diddle, where'd I put it?
Biddle diddle diddle.
The cat and the fiddle. How does he play it? He doesn't have thumbs. All right, season two episodes that I'm most excited for: Some Assembly Required, Lie to Me, Passion, Bewitched, Bothered, and Bewildered, and I Only Have Eyes for You. And Some Assembly Required is the next episode.
Ooh, ooh.
Wish we weren't taking a break so we could go see Miriam Curry.
Just I'm sell those so tickets. Excited.
No, James. Shh.
You guys don't need to go.
Oh my God, I'm so I love Mariah Carey.
I'm so excited.
Okay. I love Mariah Carey. I spent the holiday season convincing my 10-year-old sister that Mariah Carey invented Christmas in 1994.
Have you ever seen that episode of Saved by the Bell?
No, I haven't.
So do you know the characters?
Yeah.
So Jesse starts getting addicted to drugs.
Yes, yes, I know that.
I'm so excited. I'm so excited. I'm so scared. That's how I felt.
It's true to life pill addiction.
Pill addictions are funny. I recently made a joke about being addicted to pills to my mom, and she just did not react. And I was like, never. You don't yeah. care about any. Like, she was like, I know you're smoking that weed. And I was like, girl, I don't smoke weed, but if you got Norcos, hit me up. And she was just like, enjoy your pizza, bitch. And I was like,
you...
I have a
should you just cut your mom out of your life?
Probably, but I never will.
Hey, family, you can choose them.
Family is hell, just like high school. How are you feeling now that you've seen the first episode of the second season? What are your thoughts on the second season?
It
Forget
feels
the first season.
So much different, and I enjoy it.
This season, I like where it starts because I know where it ends, and I don't very much watch the beginning of the second season. So when we get to the last episode, this is going to be such a great, great, great season. This is one of my favorite seasons. I'm really excited to watch this with you guys.
What is
you
your...
look like you're very excited. Like
I am.
Tavia's
I really
blowing.
Wish we could just skip ahead some episodes.
What is your top favorite season?
Actually, I think it's season 6.
Okay.
Very commonly referred to as season 6.
Oh.
They have a lot of sex.
Alrighty. Where can we... Are you... Any more notes?
No. I thought I had it ranked. Oh, season 3 is my favorite season? I don't think that's right. Season 6, season 3, season 2, season 5, season 1, season 7 is my rating.
Was that all of them?
Yeah. Okay. So there are still only 7 seasons.
It just felt like you left like some of them out. It seemed like you went through it very quick. Yes, it's only 7, but... Yeah.
6, 3, 2, 5, 1, 7.
Wait, no, yeah, you are missing one.
No, 1, 2, 3... 4 isn't listed.
Yes.
Okay. Maybe I just don't care about season 4. Okay, hold on. 6, 3, 2, 5, 4, 1, 7.
All of this is being left in.
There we go. That's my rating. Season 4 is my third to last
we
favorite.
We all definitely 100% know how to count. It's funnier because Tavia was listing them.
I was like, oh my God, James. Here we go.
And
there
was only 6
yes, counting
fingers.
Them down. And I said, yeah,
and
that's,
it's like,
that's
well,
six.
Hold on.
For the last time, I didn't go to college.
I thought you were going to say, for the last time, this season will not be the drag TC season.
TC season. I'm into
Denisa.
It. Give me your best shot. I'm going to beat the shit out of Just James. I couldn't take Anissa in a fight. Come on now. But after there was like a look of fear in your eyes when I didn't flinch.
No.
And I feel like, okay, well, find me now.
No, I was just disappointed.
Damn.
Just like my daddy.
Yeah.
After he beat me with that switch. No, I'm just kidding. Not about the beating, but about the disappointment.
Oh, my God.
Man, we are really racking up episodes we're going to have to put a trigger warning for.
Who cares?
Probably people that would be triggered by this.
Yeah.
Man, if you're triggered.
By abuse.
Hey, let's not call it abuse. My parents just loved me really hard.
You did label
Isn't that
it as
what they
abuse.
Say about, like,
James said, why don't we go ahead and cut that out?
I did not hear where that came from.
When they were talking about my parents just loved me very hard, I don't know if it was a Law and Order episode or a SVU episode or something like that, but I remember that phrase being specifically about
I'm blanking this.
Yeah, yes. No, please do.
Take all of this out.
Actually, maybe just cut this.
Yeah, yes. you can cut the whole part out. But
no, I like this dynamic
right now. After I say my parents
love
me really hard, you could probably cut. Actually, just we're done. We won't even plug ourselves.
I like the dynamic that we were just having. I'll just blank out what was happening.
Oh, my God.
I like to think that, like, maybe this will chronicle lots of things. You'll grow to love Buffy. Anissa will grow to love it. I'll grow to have a better understanding of, like, how it's not the best show in the world. And we'll all fix our residual family issues.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Or
and
just
I'll
start,
have a deeper voice.
I'm not talking to most of my family right now, so.
Or just start killing more ducks.
I'm
honestly
never going to kill a duck.
Honestly,
I saw a video and it's like ducklings going down like a water slide and they would like go down
and
the slide
they jump,
and walk
I saw
up
that.
And then they come down and I was just like, this is so precious, but I can't drop it in the group chat because they're going to think that I wanted to kill the ducks and I didn't.
She was like, I want my turn on the slide. She goes and like pushes them and steps on them. That's how baby Anissa talks in my head. I think it's something I need to work out with myself.
Yeah, like what the fuck?
She was like, duckies is coming. The ducks were like, oh dear God. Oh God, run. She's like,
even
duckies.
Speak English, so we're already
how do you say
off.
Ducks in Spanish?
No, I'm not going to tell you.
Hey, Siri. What do you have to plug? Anissa, what do you have to
plug? You have to plug.
All right, you can go ahead and find me on Twitter _ Miss Valdez, on Instagram _ Anissa Marie, and on Cash App Anissa V24. Go ahead and drop some dollars. A girl is fucking poor. Okay, please help me. Please.
You can find me on Instagram at tavia.cw. I post pictures of me and Anissa, me and my cats, James, because I care about James and Anissa. You
but not
can.
The cats.
I care about the cats. You can follow me on Twitter where my name is Tavia_CW. I wish they'd let me put a period, but they don't because it's a stupid rule. I don't really like that. I think I'm going to change it. You can follow me on Tumblr and Snapchat at TChaliseW. That's TChaliseW because it's too late to change the name. I have a ton of followers. I'm incredibly important. You can follow us on our new Tumblr. It's whatthehellmouthpodcast.tumblr.com.
Yay.
All one word because they don't let you put any periods or dashes or anything. They actually do let you put dashes, but I didn't want to because I like the way it looked as one word. But they wouldn't let me put the question mark and the exclamation point. Whatever, Tumblr. Follow us on Tumblr. Follow us on Twitter at
WTHMPod.
Hell yeah. We post bloopers. We post articles about Buffy.
Behind the scenes photos.
Bomb the songs.
And we chat with our fans.
Yeah, we definitely interact a lot. So
Corey, come be on the show.
Yeah.
This is a personal shout out for you from me, Corey. I want to talk about the episode 9 of My Immortal because I was going to say the last episode, but I know by the time it drops, this won't have been the last episode. At the end, when you do the marshland monster bit, you say that you don't want to step on my toes and that you think I'd be upset. And James immediately goes, yep. And I wouldn't have been. I think it's great that someone does it in my absence. But if you ever come on this show and try to do the damn marshland monster, I will be very pleased with the fact that we were able to do that together.
Oh, you guys could dub over each other. It'd be nice. Oh, I'll pan one to one headphone and one to the other.
Or we could just do it as an echo. So it's like marshland. Oh, I did three as if Anissa would join in.
That's never going to happen.
Wow.
Anissa will be deeply embedded in her phone.
There was a time when both of you guys were just in your phone. Also during the watching of this show. But hey, guys, check out my stuff, Mostly Speaking Sentai. That's a podcast with Nicole and I. That's my betrothed. I'll get there. TC mentioned it. It's just whatever it's about with Courtney and Monse, myself. We're chatting for an hour, hour and a half. You got to check out This Movie's Gay, baby.
Hey,
that's
baby.
With our friend Corwin and I. We're watching LGBTQ movies and chatting about them. And check out my rap music. I'm working on a Godzilla CD and releasing pretty much a song a week until all six are done. And that's Marsh Land Monster.
Beer, 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 beer.
Oh, and then also check out our website. It's marshlandmedia.wixsite.com/MLMpod. If you would like to help us get a real domain name, donate. There's a donate button there. Whatever you do, we'll give you a shout out. If you donate the full $132 that we need for a yearly domain and premium thing with Wix, I'll write you a rap song about anything. Just tell me what you want it to be about. Yeah! And I think that's all I got. Hey, TC's holding up a finger and is about to start talking right now.
Shout out to Lola Lufa 14. They've been interacting with us lately at What the Hellmouth Podcast. Thanks for listening. They are also actually a friend of mine from Tumblr. So I appreciate that you listen to every episode because
I have a lot of friends that don't.
Oh, and C.
My sister doesn't listen to this podcast.
Hey, Nicole doesn't listen to this podcast.
Our closest loved ones do not listen to this podcast.
I specifically banned my family from listening to this
podcast.
My
mom wouldn't listen anyway because we say curse words and she loves
God. That's actually why I told my mom not to listen.
Thank you, because we talk about our sex life very often.
Yeah.
And like, your mom likes me and I don't want her to not like me. I've never known her in the biblical sense. No, I'm just kidding. I wanted to close this on an uplifting note. So we were talking last night, because I was like, I'm really excited to do What the Hellmouth tomorrow. It's really the best part of my week. And I turned to Anissa and jokingly said, is What the Hellmouth the best part of your week? And she said, you know, it is. And I didn't realize Anissa was having such shitty weeks.
Thanks, guy.
I've been Tanya.
I've been James.
And I have been Anissa.
And this has been What the Hellmouth. See you guys.
Bye.
They're fucking rude.
Can you guys hear me chewing? Now I'm really self-conscious.
Yeah.
Like really bad?
Yeah.
Do I chew like a cow?
No, you're just chewing into
it. But you're in the microphone.
Can you hear me now?
Can you spit it out?
I can swallow. I don't spit.
Bloopers.
All right, I'm done. Oh my God, it went down the wrong tube. Why are you laughing at me?
Because this is your fault. Bloopers, because this bad boy's recording.
I almost threw the fuck up. I would have thrown up that dry ass chicken sandwich. There'd be blood everywhere.
I felt for Buffy very much throughout this episode.
Can we talk about this when we actually start? What are you doing?
Yeah.
Is this the new format? This
I
is a
hope
terrible
not.
Format.
Also, because both of you are very quiet.
The better the season, the worse we get at doing the podcast. In today's here we go. I'm in it to win it. In the season 2 premiere of Buffy the Vampire Slayer entitled When She Was Bad, we learn that a summer, god damn, I thought I could just do it. We'll do it live. Fuck it. Fucking thing sucks. Have you guys never seen that bit?
Yes, I have, and I don't. I've too many people
funny?
On podcasts have done this.
Yeah,
Tyler Bergquist did it. You've done it. People on Hit It and Crit It
wow,
have
turns
done
out
it.
James is the fucking thing that sucks. I'll write it and then you record it, which is what we do.
Okay. How was you guys' week?
Oh, man, this is not no.
Yeah. Are we
not
I think that maybe
it?
That's just never your thing to do.
Okay, great. Because I didn't want to. Moving right along.